Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
5:04 in the Fast Lane. Time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker. Great to have you with us. And we have Take It or Leave It coming up. Get your text into the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Before we get to Teoli, Ed Orgeron is an absolute treasure. He was recently invited to speak at a local Louisiana Rotary Club meeting. And as always, the LSU coach was terrific.
Coach, you've got a 12-game season.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC schedules eight of them.
Yes, sir.
You pay one of your staff $500,000 a year to schedule four cream puff games.
How about that, huh? Hey, and he's worth every dollar. How about that, babe? How about that, bro? All right. All right. Anybody else?
How about that? Yeah.
We Damn. Do have another piece of audio. Try to guess what he said here.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Sal LaFouche who wouldn't have got past number one. Anyway.
Oh, wait, man. Hold on a second.
He's got the pun. You know what he said.
Something about got past number one. I missed everything before. What was that again?
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Sal LaFouche who wouldn't have got past number one. Anyway.
I'm glad you
You're
got that.
Slowed down. Is there a possibility to run that same audio yet a tad bit slower?
Of course, so there
maybe,
is.
Maybe we have a sporting chance to hear at least what Ed Orgeron is talking about, because that's a
I
lot going on here.
I don't have any idea what that was.
Something about got past it first.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Sal LaFouche who wouldn't have got past number one. Anyway.
I still don't know. Do you guys know?
No clue. Something about getting past number one. That's it. My God, I love Louisiana.
We got to get that one of them on staff.
That is awesome.
Guys at the age of 42, former Browns, 49ers, and Cardinals kicker Phil Dawson is going to announce his retirement. Take it or leave it. At the very least, even at 42, Dawson could do this for the Bears.
Son of a...
I'm going to leave it.
You don't think he would?
No. You know how hard it is to hit the post every time?
He'd probably get it in between them.
Yeah, probably. That would be a miss. He can't do this.
No.
Double doink? Triple doink? He can't do that.
I hope you guys are happy with yourselves. Son of a...
Who's ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
Football tonight here on 101 ESPN. Broncos... Yeah.
Hey, listen to it.
The Broncos and Falcons will play a bunch of players that you've never heard of and will never hear of again.
That's why you don't watch it. You listen to it on 101 ESPN.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. You can't see it. Just hear it.
You certainly can't unsee it.
That's right.
So,
but you'll listen to it here, and it's going to be fantastic. Honestly, so little games like that, because I was always like the guy that snuck on a roster. It's a big game for those dudes. They get the opportunity to play.
Yeah,
you never know, man. Turn ahead, catch an eye. All right, so we all enjoyed the Royal Rumble that was the Pirates and Reds game, and the suspensions have come down. Keone Keela has received a 10-game suspension. Amir Garrett gets 8 games. Jose Osuna, 5 games. Hughes, 3 games. Kyle Crick gets 3. Puig gets 3, and he'll serve that with his new team. David Bell, who was ejected earlier in the game, he's been kicked out a few times, he gets 6. Ooh. And Clint Hurdle gets a couple of games just for being there and getting pushed by David Bell. Take it or leave it, though. Keone Keela should have gotten the most games.
Leave it. I don't see how he did. I mean, why wouldn't Garrett get the most?
100% agree. Garrett's the one that came off and said, "You've seen my slider. Check out my left hook."
Yeah.
You know, like how did he not do it? Sure, Keela. I mean, he threw up and in on Dietrich and told everybody that he threw up and in on Dietrich on purpose. And he said, "I know where I'm putting the baseball. I've hit 4 guys in my career. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing." Honesty is not always the best policy, apparently, but no way Keller should get the most games.
No.
I'd agree with that. And obviously, that's just a thing the Pirates do. They love to they love to pitch inside, but they also like to miss inside as well.
That's what Ray Searidge told us. I like that. I like that attitude.
It's great until you get somebody hurt. But you know, I think the problem is you're pitching with an eye patch. It's really hard to hit your spot.
Just depends which eye it is.
Guys, you ever been to the dentist? Of course you have.
Have you ever
had any major dental surgery?
No.
Oh.
I never have, no.
Me neither. But if you did, can you imagine something like this? A 7-year-old boy in India went to the dentist with his parents, and they thought he had had some decaying tooth.
Okay.
Turns out he had in his jaw, which you could not see, it just looked like apparently just a puffy face, 526 teeth.
That's a lot of teeth.
It's too many teeth.
They had to remove them all. 526 teeth.
They didn't save 32 in there?
No, they saved, I think they left 21 teeth for him at the Savitha Dental College in India. So that's, this isn't good. Take it or leave it. You'd like to have that many teeth. It'd be easier to chew.
Leave it. I'm fine with what I got.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave it too. Chewing.
You'd be like a shark.
No, yeah, but they were inside his mouth. Like they were just
and he was a little,
hanging out
like,
in there.
Young, right?
Yeah, no,
seven.
Thank you.
Seven.
Poor guy.
So, like, if he had all those teeth when he was just two or something.
How do you think something like that happens?
You're saying he's like a baby shark, Randy? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going
That's
for?
That's where I was going, yeah.
I was hoping you would do that.
What's wrong with you?
Just saying.
I was actually thinking of baby shark.
Somebody
when
in
I
the car right now is
story.
Like, you sons of, you better not. Bet. Oh, jeez.
Oh. I think it's happening.
It is happening.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do.
Sorry about that.
Baby shark, do 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 do.
Get that out of your head. Good luck.
Mama shark. By the way, BT, you can't see it. Big Sis is dancing behind you. It's great.
I feel it.
Yeah.
That's why the room's shaking.
Yeah. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Golly. We apologize for this. We'll have to play some Greg Oden later.
Yeah. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Take it or leave it, understanding Ed Orgeron is still easier than understanding the Cardinals at the deadline.
Take it.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, at least you understood part of that.
We have a texter who thinks they know what it means.
What's it mean?
Quote, I'm glad y'all didn't have that raffle sooner because I never got past number one.
Ooh, there's something in the middle.
Yeah.
What
is
Salafusia?
It does sound like he's talking about Fallujah.
Yeah, the raffle sounds good. You lose me at Safafusa.
Yeah. So keep working. We appreciate the text.
That's really good.
Some Cajun
And I'm glad you didn't have that raffle at Safafusa. We never got past number one. Anyway.
That now, I think that Gabby Johnson that makes a lucid and reasoned speech.
That is some authentic frontier gibberish.
What?
What the hell?
Coach, what do you want me to do?
What? Oh, we live to fight another day?
Oh. Bobby Boucher, he's the best, man. You heard him.
Take it or leave it, the Cardinals call up Harrison Bader before Randy or Rosarena.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
Take it or leave it, Pobo Mo probably considers most 60-day IL players as possible fits. Hashtag potential.
I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, I'll leave that too.
I'm going to leave it. By the way, we get a text here. From the 618, got a couple of them. My kids are in the car and upset that you turned Baby Shark off before it was over. Thanks, guys. And thanks a lot, you guys, we'll go with. My daughter is in the car and will now be singing Baby Shark for the next 3 days. Mm. So you're welcome.
Baby Shark.
You're welcome again.
Baby Shark.
Also, apparently South Lafourche is a high school. And it's the one that Ed Orgeron went to, so maybe he's talking about South Lafourche. There it is.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't have that raffle at South Lafouche. You never got past number one.
I still don't know what that means.
Don't know what it means either.
But I got the words.
We're getting closer to cracking the code. This is like we need Tom Hanks. This is Da Vinci Code stuff.
That's exactly.
And take it or leave it, we've been watching the DeWitt era, or the ownership era, slowly getting ready to sell, and we haven't realized it yet.
I'll leave that.
Yeah, I would leave that too.
Yeah, they're not doing that. Leave it.
Making a few bucks. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots. Text line 65780. Next up in the fast lane, with the lack of a deal yesterday, are the Cardinals wasting an opportunity that they have with Paul Goldschmidt and Marcelo Ozuna on their roster? That's next on 101 ESPN. It is. That is Eno Saris of The Athletic with Kevin Wheeler a couple days ago here on 101 ESPN, and clearly the Cardinals did not go for it. And with Marcelo Ozuna on an expiring contract and with Paul Goldschmidt being 32 years old and a lot of other older players on this team, most notably Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, it does seem like a bit of a disservice to those veteran guys or the people that are leaving to not give them an opportunity to win one more time.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we're beating a dead horse at this point, too, with that, because that opportunity is now gone, come and gone here. But I agree with it. Again, so you look at the nucleus here for the St. Louis Cardinals, and while they have some good players, and Goldie is a superstar, and he's finally starting to play like it, and I think you have great pieces. I like the middle of the infield. Some people are back and forth on Colton Wong, and I understand that offensively maybe you'd want more out of him, but I love him and Paul DeJong up the middle. I think you're very strong right there. But overall, when you look at the Cardinals pieces and then you look at the Cubs pieces in the near future, the Cubs have you. I mean, they've got more controllable talent and higher-end talent than you do. So, again, you had the opportunity at this deadline when you're neck and neck with the Cubs, a team that made at least four moves. They got two bullpen pitchers. They got Castellanos and Kemp, who, again, those aren't like the biggest moves in the world, but they were moves to make their ball club better. And you weren't able to go make any moves like that. It is frustrating. It's frustrating for the fan base. It's frustrating, I'm sure, as we talked about yesterday, for a manager probably when you thought you were going to have more pieces. And it certainly is frustrating for the guys that are in uniform that have been battling like crazy.
I know a lot of Cardinals fans joked about the idea that, oh, we're talking about making a big move before the deadline. They're just going to go get some reliever, some left-handed reliever, and they're going to say we're happy about it. I would kill for that at this point. You know,
they got a left-handed reliever.
Who would you kill?
Would it be the left-handed reliever?
Okay, there are two things here at once. Let me address them both. Number one, probably nobody of consequence, Randy.
Okay.
And number two, that guy can't pitch. Oh, wait, you're talking about Mejia. Never mind.
Yeah, Adalberto. He's great.
Oh, yeah.
He is. We have a mic drop from Austin on 101 ESPN.
I'm pretty upset about the non-trade yesterday. However, if there's anything I can defend John Mozeliak on, is if we do give up some of our prospects, we might not be able to make off-season deals like the Paul Goldschmidt deal. If we were to give up Kelly last year for someone, we wouldn't have been able to make that deal.
I mean, I feel pretty good about that. I'm excited. That's positive. Sunshine, lollipops, and prospects everywhere, and you have so much dry powder. And the problem is
that dry powder is really good until it's just left in the barrel.
Well, but the problem is this offseason again, and I'll find the list, but there's not a huge free agent.
Everybody's re-signing with their own teams.
Yes, I mean that. I was so not that I believe that the Cardinals are going to spend that type of money on it, but I was excited about the idea of Nolan Arenado. I'm like, oh, who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe at some point. But that guy's gone. Obviously, Mike Trout is a pipe dream a pipe dream. He signs the deal that he has right now. Teams are doing a very good job of the talent that they have being able to keep them in-house. And when you have one of those guys, certainly, if the Cardinals had a guy like that, one of those superstars, sure, you keep him in. You were able to trade for Goldschmidt. You keep him in. You get those guys there. I don't know if that's a problem with Major League Baseball, but it sure does take away some of the excitement of that hot stove season.
that's really, for me, I think, the most disappointing thing, because after the Goldschmidt acquisition, which was a terrific acquisition, and I would do that exact same thing 100 times out of 100, but at the time, I did say, and some people thought it was greedy, I said, okay, now what? You've taken a big leap forward in trying to catch up with the Cubs and in trying to catch up with the other good teams in the National League, like the Dodgers and the Braves. And then the Phillies did what they did much later. But you tried to make one big leap. Now keep going. Keep going, because for me as a fan, that's what I want. And
should've
I think
gotten
a
starting pitcher.
And there was a guy available. And he ended up signing for 1 year and $13 million.
Yep. But there were a lot of, it wasn't just Keuchel either. There were a lot of pitchers out there that they could have approached and signed. I think a lot of pitchers want to pitch in St. Louis, especially after you get Paul Goldschmidt. And that's ultimately the bottom line. The more and more you think about how this will affect the clubhouse, I can see how the players would want to say, okay, there's only one thing we can do, go out and win the whole blanket thing.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Do they have an owner that they can have pose for a photo and then...
Have you seen that photoshopped image on Twitter today?
No, was that a thing?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
There is.
I did not see that.
It's a John Mozeliak face imposed over the Cleveland Indians owner.
It's really funny, actually.
Come on.
And then Lou, the manager.
This is nice. What is this, 757 to Milwaukee? No. This is your plane coming in here.
The internet wins again, Randy.
It sure does. By the way, if you want to go Sunshine Lollipops,
I do.
Two nights ago, Matt Olson hit a 10th inning home run off of Josh Hader for Oakland. It was a game winner, and the Brewers lost to the Athletics. Yesterday, the Brewers won. Today, in the bottom of the 8th inning, Matt Chapman has hit a 2-run homer off of Hader to give Oakland a 4-3 lead over the Brewers as they still play in the bottom of the 8th. So, the Brewers made trades, and they aren't even winning.
How about that? Oddly enough, it makes me feel okay. I usually don't subscribe to the blowing out somebody else's candle to make yours burn brighter.
But
does,
what
the heck? You know, after not making a move yesterday, it feels fine. Feels totally fine.
I like that. Oh, I see the photo. That's pretty good. Whoever Kenneth is.
Yeah.
Did some work on that.
What was the frequency on that?
The Rachel Phelps, John Mozeliak.
Yeah. Saying you guys stink.
So. Yeah, well, okay. So in this particular case, blowing out somebody else's candle does help yours burn brighter because you're competing with those teams.
Right.
So if the Brewers struggle here for the next couple of months, that would be fantastic. Makes your job a whole lot easier. But again, the job is going to be more difficult because of the lack of action from yesterday and every day leading up to the deadline. That's a problem. And I'm totally conceding the idea or the possibility this might all work out just great. These guys might go on a tear. Waka's going to step up. Jack Flaherty's going to go back to being the Flaherty we saw last year. And Miles Michaelis is going to do the exact same thing. And they will just take off from where they are now. But I'm also acknowledging the reality that that very well may not happen, and the job of winning this division is more difficult now.
The Cardinals are going to need some crazy... The roster they have is good. The roster they have is in first place, all right? But to get over the hump, they're going to need somebody like crazy to step out of the woodworks to be like, oh, crap, they had that guy.
Yes.
So like maybe it's a Jake Woodford that randomly gets called up, or maybe it's a Junior Fernandez who's been really good out of the bullpen, and it's like, oh, okay, that's another piece, and they start bullpenning. But it's way more of shot in the dark than it is, we got it. You know?
Exactly, and that's why I'm all about stockpiling the talent, and I don't mean – prospect talent. I'm talking about major league talent, because you know some guys are going to slump. So all you're doing is you're making that buffer zone for you a little bit bigger. If you have more good hitters in your lineup and one of them slumping, that's okay. If Paul Goldschmidt's having a rough month or two, that's fine, because we have these other two guys in the lineup who can pick up his slack. But it's possible everybody just goes on this tear here for the next 2 months. I know, but I don't think it's likely.
Coming up, get your text into the Hot Shots text line, 65780. We will answer any question you have. If you're feeling a little down today after the Cardinals' lack of movement, then you should get in touch with us, and we'll try to pick you up a little bit. By the way, John Mozeliak will join Bernie Miklas tomorrow on the Bernie Miklas Show here on 101 ESPN. So you'll want to tune in to Bernie and Michelle between 7 and 10 so that you can hear from Mo. The Sports Six Pack coming your way on 101 ESPN. One of BT's favorite segments, the Sports Six Pack here on 101 ESPN.
You like it? Cool. BT, how do you feel about the six pack?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Why are you talking weird?
I just ate a big bite of protein bar. Oh. It's delicious. I didn't think I was going to be talking second. Thought we'd have time.
No, we wanted to get your thoughts. What?
Thanks, guys.
Hey, we appreciate your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. And
do you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be jerks, sipping. I can do it too.
with your questions for us, here's Big Sizz.
You guys get one question for Pobo Mo. He has to be fully, completely honest with you. What question are you asking?
What the hell, bro?
My question would just be, legitimately, what pitchers did you inquire about and how close did you get?
No, you said you were going to be honest.
You said you'd be honest. That's all I would want to know. What were they asking for? Did everybody ask for Nolan Gorman and Dylan Carlson? You know, if they did, okay, I get it.
I would say, why did you not get Tanner Roark? Why was Oakland able to outbid you for Tanner Roark?
Or were you even in on him?
Yeah. Should have been.
And those are both really good questions. I guess I'd go bigger picture and just say, what are you realistically willing to do to make this a World Series contender? Or to get as close to that as possible. I don't know what he's going to say, though, even if he's being honest. I'm not sure what we hear back.
This question is a mic drop from Randall on the 101 ESPN app.
They don't have Albert Pujols. They haven't had.
That's a good one.
If we're just going since Tony La Russa, that's the biggest mistake they've had, is to not have an Albert Pujols in their prime.
Yeah. That helped a lot. It really did. It was like having a Paul Goldschmidt now for a decade. You know, the way Goldschmidt is producing right now. It was like having him for 10 years.
I think another thing on a serious note, and I was serious about the Albert thing, that changes a lot of things, is that organizations around baseball have kind of caught up to the Cardinals as far as their advanced scouting and doing things that the Cardinals were doing for years. The diamond in the rough maybe is already gone before you get an opportunity to make those selections. I think with the advancements in analytics and technology, I feel like there's a very level playing field right now, and it used to be an area where the Cardinals had that advantage.
I don't know that this is something that they could conceivably do, but the worst thing to happen to the Cardinals since Tony La Russa left was when Oscar Tavares died in the Dominican Republic. Carlos Martinez comes back with his shoulder not rehabbed properly from the Dominican Republic. Marcelo Ozuna shows up out of shape from being in the Dominican Republic. And the Cardinals ask their players, and they can't order them, but they ask them to stay in the United States and in Jupiter, Florida, if possible. I don't know if they could have done better, but maybe the biggest mistake they made was not ordering Oscar Tavares to stay in the U.S.
You can't do that. Yeah. You can't make a player do something. It's his offseason. Do whatever he wants.
I would make him, Brad.
But you can't. We've got laws and contracts.
You're going to grab him by the face mask and tell him he has to?
This isn't football, Raj.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
If you were a Fastlane listener in your car, child or adult, would you rather hear the Greg Oden song
"Hey, we want Greg Oden"? "Hey, we want Greg Oden"?
Or
that.
This one.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark. Yeah, my shark.
We're going to be split on this.
I mean, I'm going with Greg Oden.
I'm going with Greg Oden every time, but this said, like, you know, adult or child.
Remix!
Oh, damn. This is confusing.
We want Grandpa Shark.
There's way too much going on now. I don't get it.
Yeah, but why pick one when you can have both, Ron?
Oh, this is terrible.
It's 2019.
This is like mixing beef broth and chocolate. Oh. Or whatever it is Randy's eating right now. Look, I got to be honest with you. I think Baby Shark is kind of catchy. For some reason in my head, it's catchier than Greg Oden.
You can't not dance to it. Or like at least tap your foot or something, bob your head, something.
Yeah.
A little pep in your step.
That's exactly how I feel.
You know what? Those are good songs. Can I bring a third in? If we're gonna pick songs that we want to hear forever, I would like to hear the basketball song.
I'm in an electric ball. It's a game.
I love the game. On my iPod. Golly, Wiz J, shout out.
Wiz J is not as good. The soccer song is better, I think.
I think it's the same song.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a song also called Las Vegas.
Does it go with this beat?
Yeah, same
song.
Come
on, get out of here.
Las Vegas on my iPod. Oh, this is Las Vegas.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, I forgot it had a different beat.
Oh, wow. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I take everything back. The basketball song is my cut.
Wiz J's our guy.
That is my jam. I can't believe I said it's my jam.
Steve with another mic drop to the 101 ESPN app.
I know we talk about the trade deadline and those things, but since we haven't made the playoffs and since the era of La Russa, where have the Cardinals made the biggest mistakes?
Never, ever, ever go to the bank with minor league statistics, especially for a guy that's in his second year of pro ball.
Yeah, I think that's ludicrous to look at somebody's line and be like, oh, would you do this? Now, I'll tell you this. Nobody for me within the organization would have been untouchable for the right deal. But I'm not going to look at some guy's number, a kid in double A, and be like, oh, he's overmatched. He might be right now. He like just got out of high school and is facing grown men. You know, it's a little bit different animal. So for me, nobody would have been untouchable, but you can't just look at numbers and be like, yeah, that's what he is.
I don't think so.
Guys, the NFL is back tonight. The Broncos, the Falcons, and the Hall of Fame game. The NFL top 100 players list came out. Aaron Donald, number two, Drew Brees, number one, Drew Brees is two. If you had to take any player to build your team around, just one player in the NFL, who is it?
Your guy.
That's right. I knew it.
Although some would take Aaron Donald, who was rated the number one player in the game by the NFL players.
I'm taking a quarterback. It's got to be a quarterback.
Pat Mahomes, number four on that list.
Khalil Mack's five, right?
He's three.
Did you see the video of the gentleman that was trying to hold the blocking pad for Khalil Mack yesterday?
No.
Didn't work out so well for him.
No, I did see a quote about, and I think it was Chase Daniels' quote, actually, about him interrupting everything they're trying to do offensively in practice because he's just so good and they can't do the things they want to do in practice on offense because when he's on the other side, he just disrupts all of it.
I like that.
He's amazing, but I'm going with Mitch Trubisky. Damn it.
There you go.
I'm going to pick a guy that's older than I want him to be, and I know that he's not perfect, but I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers.
I really want that.
I'm sorry. I really want Pat Mahomes.
Would you rather have Trubisky or left-handed Pat Mahomes?
Like Mahomes throwing lefty?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take Trubisky.
Or is he a Pat Mahomes just as good, but he uses his left hand instead? If that's the case, I'll take him.
It may be the real thing.
Okay. He could probably throw with both hands better than Mitch.
Probably. The text line has reminded us about two other Fastlane great songs. How about this one?
Oh, Johnny Cueto, Johnny Baseball,
Will you help us win the World Series?
El Rey Dominicano.
God, that's a good song. Good luck getting any better than that song.
And he'll come back to help out the Giants as they try to finish 500 at the end of this season.
Wiz J is way better.
I don't know, man. I got a fire burning right now.
We had to dig a little bit deeper into the archives for this one.
Yeah, his home run. He's got this double single, that smooth home run. Got the flat bill on his head, he can shield the sun.
That's awesome.
Wait, who's she singing about?
High like fire, high like fire. 21, Colby Rasmus.
It's Colby Rasmus.
Oh, wow.
What do you think that girl's doing now? 65780, if you know the...
I know what she's doing. She's regretting that.
No, I don't know.
Probably a star somewhere.
She's viral, you know?
If she's a star, you would have heard of her.
Well, maybe we have. Maybe it's Camila Cabello or something.
I don't know. Randy, I don't think so, man.
Who's Camila Cabello?
She's the one that is from Cuba and they wound up in Atlanta. She does Visa commercials and stuff. Isn't it Visa? Yeah.
I think so.
All over the place. Multi-Grammy winner.
Yep.
I am so out. I know Baby Shark.
Oh.
This is so bad, I can't stop listening. The music video really does it justice.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for your text to the Hot Shots text line.
That's 65. Not good.
Apparently there's a Tony LaRusso Macarena song. I don't know if I know that one.
It's from back in the day.
Is it?
I don't remember that at all.
I'm not sure I know that. We're going to have to find that one for later.
Yeah. That's got to be on YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, there were plenty of teams that didn't make major moves at the deadline yesterday, but still have a legitimate plan that we can see. Are the Cardinals one of those teams? That's next on 101 ESPN. It's MLB Network's Greg Amsinger earlier today here on 101 ESPN, and that is an alarming note because Greg works with the best insiders in the game. For him to be asking, okay, who are the Cardinals talking to? Maybe you don't get anything from the Cardinals, but you get things from other teams and agents, and those guys weren't hearing anything.
Yeah, and more so, it's not even like the talking to, because it would be very hard to believe that there weren't conversations. But the fact that we didn't hear, and stuff does spill out, and certainly if Greg Amsinger is looking around and asking his friends for things, they're going to tell you. The fact that it doesn't sound like they were close on anybody, that is a tad bit... It's disappointing, at the very least, like to not have something where to at least believe that the Cardinals could have pulled the trigger if they wanted to, like something was that close at the trade deadline. Randy, as I had you refresh every 30 seconds on your Twitter, now hearing this, it didn't sound like any of that was going to happen at all.
No, it didn't.
Could be wrong.
And I think the only thing I had heard, other than the Zach Wheeler thing, which we talked about, the only other thing that I had heard was they didn't even really try on Greinke because they felt like he wouldn't even come here. And that might have been Derek Gould who had that in one of his notes.
Did you see the Nightingale tweet on that?
That he would, in fact, like, be interested in playing there?
Yes. I 100% know that he would have loved to play there.
And that was on the Bernie show this morning. However, Derek Gould reported that the haul that the Diamondbacks were able to extract from Houston does not exist in the Cardinal system.
Cardinals
don't have four players to match up with in their entire system to match up with what the Astros gave up.
Which in itself is a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Cardinals, you either have to have those guys ready to come up and play or you have to have enough to get what you need. And
I'm not sure. If I'm the Cardinals, I don't give up. Even if I have that, I don't give up that haul for Greinke, because I'm not what the Astros are.
You're the Cardinals, you don't trade a guy named Beer.
No, you probably don't.
I mean,
he's going to sell a lot of jerseys.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Even if he's no good.
Could you imagine, born here in Maryville, Illinois,
right?
Could you imagine what a star he would have been in St. Louis?
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Greg talked about the plans that the Yankees have.
The New York Yankees didn't make any moves in terms of starting pitching, but the way Brian Cashman looked at it, he was like, wait, I'll just bullpen everyone to death. I'm just going to do that. Severino's going to come back, and I'm going to have him go one inning. He's going to go to an already great bullpen. Betances is going to come back. He's going to go to a great bullpen. I get this kid Garcia throwing 101 miles an hour. He's my top pitching prospect. I held on to him. He's going to be a September call-up. I'll, you know what? In October, he might come out of my bullpen. I'm just going to bullpen everyone to death. I'll be the anti-Astros, okay? That's a clear plan, and I understand why you would do that. I don't. There's only one team I don't get. That's the Cardinals. I don't understand it.
It's clear what the Yankees are trying to do, and they, after trading Justice Sheffield last year to get Paxton, who was their number one pitching prospect, they didn't want to trade another number one pitching prospect. The number one guy on their board is a youngster by the name of Devi Garcia, and Cashman was adamant about not wanting to move another top pitching prospect.
Which I get, and I wouldn't either if, in fact, I were them, but I guess it goes back to Greg Amsinger's point on you still have to have a plan. You have to have a plan of attack, an idea of how you're going to get over the hump, even if you don't acquire the talent that you've sought after. And you just look at the Cardinals right now, and let's just go with saying that the one issue was the rotation. While you could have bolstered the bullpen, the bullpen's been a big-time strength. What is the plan of attack? Currently, the plan of attack is Michael Wacha's. Next time you need a fifth starter, Wacha's going to be the guy, and Ponce is going to be waiting in the wings if you need extra innings. I like both of those guys. But that doesn't scream, let's go win the Central. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not only are you chasing the Yankees, but in the National League, you're obviously chasing the Dodgers, too.
Don't overlook the Dodgers' slow deadline day. Just don't. Julio Urias is going to be the Andrew Miller of 2016, okay? He's going to be the high-leverage super reliever in the postseason. And this kid that's going to debut this weekend, Dustin May, watch for him. His nickname is Ginger Guard. He looks like Thor. Looks like Noah Syndergaard with Clint Frazier's head. Long red hair. I saw this kid in the Futures game. He came in, 1-2-3 inning, throwing 100 miles an hour.
He looks like Carrot Top. I sent you that picture. He looks like Carrot Top.
He does, except, not as muscular. Isn't that weird to say that? But not as muscular as Carrot Top. But no, he's a stud, and you can see him in the bullpen too. So there's a rhyme and reason for what the Dodgers do, and I don't think they looked outside their organization and liked anything that better than what they had in their organization.
So the Dodgers,
they have an idea, though.
Yeah, they like what they have. And they have a plan to use Urias as that guy.
So, and that's the nice thing, is to be able to know that if you have Urias, you know, and he's able to do that, that's great. But then you also have somebody else that's coming up, and you got a couple of fireballers that you think could make a big-time difference. And it would be great right now if the Cardinals could look a lot like they did last year, and we know how this has worked out, but say, all right, well, Alex Reyes is, like, back. He's going to be good to go. He's not pitching. You know, Austin Gomber, another guy that you thought that was at least going to be able to provide depth. He's not off a mound. He started a throwing program, but he's not off a mound. You just don't look and see there's a definitive guy on the horizon that could, like, certainly help out. You have options. You have guys that you can try out, and maybe one of them sparks something, but it's not as much of a sure thing as some of these other teams have.
That's right. And while I know the Cardinals are being thrown into the conversation with the Yankees and Dodgers because those were the three teams that were inactive and everybody feels like should have done more, there is one glaring difference between two of the teams and the Cardinals, and that is these other two, the Dodgers and Yankees, are 30 games over 500 right now and comfortably in first place in their divisions. Now, does that mean anything for the postseason? No, not necessarily, but both of those teams are still really stacked. It doesn't mean they don't have needs and could not have addressed those needs, but what they're doing is getting themselves ready for the postseason. They are gliding into it. They decided to go a different route than Houston did, which is also about that team's also about 30 games over 500 too, but they decided to kill that fly with a sledgehammer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And these other two teams are not as concerned with it, and we'll see if it hurts them when the playoffs start, but at least they know they're going to the postseason.
So the Yankees are trotting out Chad Green and Luis Sessa and Tommy Kahnle and Adam Ottavino and Zach Britton ahead of Aroldis Chapman. As Greg said, the Dodgers are going to have this year's Andrew Miller and Urias in the playoffs. Cardinal GM Mike Gersh, what's your plan?
We feel comfortable that our front four guys have pitched quite well, actually, over the last several months. We've hit a little bit of a tough stretch here, but And, you know, we expect Waka to step into the fifth spot and pitch like he has in the past. We still have Hans available for innings when we, if and when we need him. And we feel good about our bullpen. Our bullpen has been very effective and it's been pretty deep. So, you know, we're as Mo said, we're comfortable with the team that we have and that we're in a position to win the division.
So there you go. That's the Cardinals' plan.
Well, I mean, it can happen, but
here's what I know.
We're talking about a lot of what ifs.
Here's what I know for sure.
What, BT?
I'm going to watch tonight.
I am too.
Yeah, I'll watch.
It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, firing a weapon in a national park is not a good idea, no matter what crazy things you see. That's next before, with all due respect, on 101 ESPN.